We notice some concerns from investors about Baba. I think mainly people worry that its core e-commerce goes to facing increasingly competitive landscape, especially the clash from PDD and live streaming e-commerce. And also people have doubt in its expansion in offline businesses. Some people suggest that Baba probably becomes more conservative. We don't really agree with this thesis, and we think that Baba is still a company with much potential. We think investors exaggerated the competition from social e-commerce. We think that there's still a lot of advantage of Taobao and Tmall. The other thing is that we think that DingTalk and AliCloud probably could be the next thing to support Baba's valuation. DingTalk is not only a video conference tool like Zoom, but it's also a SaaS platform, China's largest mobile SaaS platform. And finally, we see Baba is making a lot of progress in a lot of other business like online gaming. We think Baba's situation could be compared with 2018's Tencent, which that the those large tech names have gone through several quarters tough periods. But we think investors should be more optimistic towards Baba.